love being able to talk some hoops with our favorite head coach, George Karl, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. George, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I woke up to 10 inches in my backyard. It was great. A winter wonderland.
It was absolutely awesome. Hey, you know, we were just talking about 10 years ago was the anniversary of the Carmelo Anthony trade. You were here. You were coaching. Take us through kind of what you remember about that trade and what you think about it now.
Oh, it's crazy. It was the year I was coming back from cancer. And the funny thing about it was we talked about Melo, about how I had to coach him more one-on-one, he and I, because we were moving from commitment to compromise too much. And then, of course, he announced he wants to be traded, so we're totally in a compromise situation. And so from September 1 till February 1, I don't know when the trade was made, but it was made in February, you know, just holding the team together from that negative noise and the energy around the team was nightmarish. But, you know, the team actually focused pretty well. And we didn't play great basketball, but we played okay basketball and survived basketball. And then when the trade was made, all the guys that were kind of putting up with the trade celebrated. They got excited. They got fired up. And that's what I remember. It was the joy of the locker room after the hell of the locker room. And then we played pretty well the rest of the way, and I think that was probably the most enjoyable coaching I did in Denver was after the Melo trade, the 2 or 3 years that the team everybody thought was going to go down to the bottom actually improved a little bit along the way.
George, what should Carmelo's Nugget legacy be?
Great scorer, in a lot of ways saved the Denver Nuggets franchise. They were struggling, you know, 9 wins, 16 wins, 10 wins, I don't know what it was. But, they, you know, they were at the bottom, and Melo woke them up. Along with, I think, Kenyon Martin signing, of course, Marcus Camby. They drafted Nene, I think, the year before. Melo was the guy that made it happen. He got it back. And then, you know, we came in, made the playoffs, 7, 8 years in a row. And, you know, couldn't get by our champions a lot of times. I think we had the champions and the NBA champions in the first round 3 or 4 times. And that put a kind of a cloud over us. And then we got Chauncey. And, you know, I still think the year I got sick, we were probably the best team in the NBA, and it fell apart really quick.
Hey, George, right now, what are we to make of the Nuggets team that sits at 17-14 right now, seventh seed in the West? What's it going to take for them to kind of take it to the next level, if you will?
They probably have two philosophies. The philosophy is they got a lot of new faces. Jokic is playing improved basketball. If you can take an all-star and make it improved, he's playing better than he's ever played. And Murray now looks like he's waking up a little bit. So do you just want to give this season time and be patient? Or, as a coach, because I got to win tomorrow, or make a trade? I personally have been on the side of making a trade for almost 3 years now. And, you know, and I'm not talking about a little trade. I'm talking about a trade that would add maybe a prominent player. I'm not sure it has to be a starter, but I think it's got to be a guy that can come into this locker room and tell these guys what they need to do instead of Mike Malone being the guy telling them every day. Have a pro come in here and wake them up and kick them in the butt.
Okay, so when you talk about your desire to make a significant trade, is it because you don't believe in the idea of Michael Porter Jr., at least for right now?
Well, conflict between front offices and management and coaches is potential. Michael Porter Jr. is going to be a 10-year NBA basketball player. The question is, how good is he going to be? And do you have the patience to wait for him to be maybe an all-star player? What he's shown us now is that process is probably going to be 2 or 3 years. You know, there's nothing that's saying it's going to be sped up. And don't get me wrong, this is not a knock on Michael Porter Jr. Only the elite speed up the process of potential. Only the elite. And that's like 5%. And Michael Porter Jr. is really good. So he would be available if I was running the show. But I don't think you give him away. And I think it's the options that come to you that you got to make the decision. Can you get that player that's kind of I want? The smart veteran player. I'd probably say guard, point guard. But can you get any player to shake this team up in a good way? And that's what that's the trade possibility. Or do you have patience and wait?
You know, one thing real quick for me is just culture building. And I hear you saying that in the trade, even if it's not a starter, some guy to come in and kick a few guys in the butt so it just doesn't fall on deaf ears anymore coming from the coach. How hard is it to build that culture, George? And how special does that player have to be?
Well, I think I'm getting excited about, and I think the fans are, is Jokic is looking like he's drifting to being a leader of the team instead of just being a great teammate on the team. And I think Jokic has got to start talking toughness. He's got to start talking mental toughness. He's got to get, I hate to use this term, but this one has come to mind, AAU mentality of this team out of the team and get an NBA mentality into the team.
All right, and you've talked about point guard, and is that what do you not see in Jamal Murray as a point guard, or how do you see his game being even more elevated if he had a point guard to play with?
Well, my belief in coaching is you take your best players, you got to magnify their strengths. Jamal Murray is a scorer. He's a hell of a shooter, hell of a scorer. Can blow up games with his offense. When he plays point guard, I don't think he's playing to his strengths. I want him to play, whatever, 15 or 20 minutes to his strengths every night, and they'll get better. They'll magnify. They'll grow. They'll evolve and improve. But he's playing. He's not out of position. He can play the point guard position. But he's a much better player when he's free and flow and excited and shooting it. And I don't see that guy every day. And I think sometimes he thinks too much instead of just play basketball. And I want to bring in a veteran point guard that knows how to make these, like Chauncey Billups, when we brought Chauncey in. All of a sudden he knows how to make guys better. It's not always the coach that has to make guys better. I got a guy out there that's going to make Jamal go off, or Barton go off, or Jokic go off, or whoever goes off. And they don't get enough of that. They get it a lot from Jokic, but Jokic's favorite player to play with is Murray. So they don't get the other guy in the battle of going off.
All right, George, man, always great stuff. Really appreciate
really
you,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the conversation. We'll talk to you later on down the road. Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy the snow, guys.
Yeah, all right. George Karl, love the insight going back. I mean, the guy was there. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, the 10-year, the trade with Carmelo. Why did it have to go down? What was happening? What happened before? What happened afterwards? Good stuff there from George Karl, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.